Okay. We can inject that at some point in the meeting.
Year-end, we better do it.
Yeah, around the...
Well, year-end will come next meeting. Right, but we'll have, we will have expenses in June that we'll have to approve in July, in the August meeting.
Yeah, thank you for that, Rich. So Director Williams has been called into a meeting. She wants to reserve her report until around lunchtime, before or after lunch, something before lunch. So let's go ahead and do our commission reports, though, and we'll start with Commissioner Byworth down on the end.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Since the April meeting, I've spent a lot of time on two primary issues. The first being the Northern Range and elk populations in Paradise Valley. I spent a couple, well, a day with the local rancher and a set of range experts talking about their concerns about the effects of wildlife on the Northern Range all the way up to Daly Lake, and spoke with Howard Burt, our manager in Region 3, and his biologist in that area, Karen, and learning a lot about it. It's a complex issue. I spent a day with a ranch manager there who's trying to address some of the elk grazing issues and also address it with public access. So I know it's a complex issue, and I guess I still have a lot to learn. And the other issue, I guess no surprise to any of you, is the Madison Negotiated Rulemaking Committee work that we heard a lot about at the work session yesterday. Spoke with many outfitters, guides, and just day-to-day anglers and some citizens who aren't anglers. And I think the consensus among all these people, even some of the people with the most at stake in the business community, agree that there is it is time to address the issue. And as we learned yesterday, it seems like there's a few steps we could take. The first being, I think there's a consensus that working on crowding issues at the boat ramps is probably an easy thing to do. I mean, easy, low-hanging fruit, I guess I should say, and that I think that's something we should jump on. I think the most complex issue that's probably nothing we should rush is looking at capping commercial use, although I think there's a lot of great thinking out there, and I'd hate to lose the momentum, and I hope the department, the staff, can take some time to talk with a lot of these good thinkers and start moving that forward, although I think trying to get it through by our October regulation deadline is just simply impossible, and I'd like to see that really be deliberative over the next year or so. And finally, there might be some regulations that that could address some of the issues even now, and I hope the staff has the reins to be creative and thoughtful, and perhaps if there is a step or two that we could take now, that we can address that. That's about the size of it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Commissioner Logan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First off, I would like to apologize for not being able to be at the work session yesterday. Some family priorities held precedent, but I did try to listen in on in between dropped calls and such. But since the conclusion of the last commission meeting, which was a little bit crazy with the legislative process, first of all, I would like to congratulate the fellow commission members for being reappointed, and then also congratulations to you, Chairman Colton. Summer break has started, a welcome event for students and teachers alike. It's pretty dry up in northeastern Montana. I know I've been spending plenty of time watering the garden, and I know Commissioner Stuker would agree with a little bit of precipitation would be welcome. I'd like to give a shout out and a thanks to Mike Backus and his crew in Region 7 on their work on the paddlefish season. It sounds like it was a good success, and I think that's a interesting opportunity that people have. Last week I was in the Region 6 regional meeting for Region 6. Numerous items were discussed. The first item that will be interesting is on the agenda this morning. It's the expansion of the Region 6 Region 6 headquarters office, and I think that's important for the area. Another one that I found interesting came from wildlife as they were reporting. I know I've heard it from people up in the northeastern Montana area, but the mule deer population, they're stating, is probably 56% above normal currently. So a pile of mule deer, especially mule deer does in the area. I've also taken numerous calls on trapping. I think that'll be an interesting discussion today, so looking forward to that. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Brower. Commissioner Aldridge.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Microphone, I guess. On May 2nd, we had the last meeting of Addison River. Part of that, and completed my report and submitted that, and we had a good discussion on that yesterday, and that was the kind of the start of May. I did have a chance on the Saturday, May 4th, to meet and with a group of people in Hamilton at the high school auditorium. A group of people from far away in northwestern Montana, over in the Sanders County, Trout Creek, Knoxon area, that are really worried about elk and deer populations, and they really believe large carnivores that are really raising heck with those animals. And they had a meeting in Trout Creek that I attended last winter, and they had another one in Kalispell a little bit later, and this one was one they brought to the Bitterroot Valley. And I attended that meeting, and just happened to be one of those days when in Hamilton, Montana, the temperature was about 75 degrees in May, and it was sunny, and people didn't go to meetings, I don't think, so it was not very well attended. But a fellow by the name of Ted Lyon, who wrote a book called The Real Wolf, was there and made a presentation on that. And one of the people from North Idaho that supported some of the bills that were in our legislature relative to raising money to pay trappers for attempting or for successfully trapping wolves. He was a speaker. Just poorly attended, and nothing like the one in Trout Creek that I had also attended. Only had 200 people all next to the bar room, so that was a little more interesting. A couple of CAC meetings, one a good one in Region 1 on the 29th of May, and I went there early in the afternoon, got to meet with Regional Supervisor Williams and Wildlife Program Manager, and I happened to be sitting with those two talking when they got the call saying that the CWD positive thing occurred on the white-tailed doe that was killed over in the town of Libby. So that was the start of the CWD in that part of Montana, and a real eye-opener. So that took a little bit of the heat off of the lovely CAC meeting we had a little bit later, but it was certainly a stir that occurred then. And the next morning I also did attend a meeting when they kind of got themselves together and talked about with John Borey and others on the phone, talking about getting ready and getting her going, getting it organized. And so it was not good news, but it was certainly good to see how quickly and how well I think they responded, and we had a good response plan written fit into the plan, so it was excellent. CAC meeting, there were two topics there that I thought were just outstanding, and I congratulate Region 1. One was Eric Wienum, who is a black bear type of a specialist over there in that area, went through a nice program with a lot of good videos, a lot of films, and one thing that was showing the types of human bear activities that are really causing all kinds of problems in that part of the world and other places as well. But we have concentrations of both grizzlies in northwestern Montana place. And some of the videos are just totally disturbing that he had. And shortly after he was done, Tim Manley, the grizzly bear specialist, made his presentation, same topics basically, great videos and one thing and another. And but it's just amazing to see grizzly bears up on people's balconies, you know, getting into their barbecues and getting into their houses. And so it's just crazy. Why don't we have a people problem, it looks like to me. One of the things that, a special moment, not special in a positive way necessarily, he showed a picture, a video Tim Manley did of a grizzly bear getting into a chicken house just outside of Kalispell. He showed that how they'd wired it up to help the landowner get it electronified so it would be effective. And next day they get a report, and well, it turns out he forgot to turn the power on. So that night they set a a trap up there, and they caught the grizzly that was getting into that hen house. And so I was meeting the next morning there when Tim Manley came in and said, "Do you want to see a grizzly bear?" So I got to go out and look in a culvert trap at the grizzly bear that that they'd caught. You know, it was in the middle of catching a bunch of chickens in that. That was a real life experience for me, you know, to see that bear and then to read in the paper a few days later that it had been euthanized. Pretty emphasizes for me, I guess, the importance of bear conflicts and the part that we all have to play in trying to help that move away from where it is. Because right now there's just entirely too many bears in my mind that are, that we're losing. Bear stupidity or lack of knowledge or whatever, lack of care. That was a great meeting in a lot of different respects. One of the things that came out of some of the people there, I was surprised at the amount of interest people had in non-lead bullets, you know. That came right out of several of the young people on their CAC. Onto a presentation, they'd seen the work, you know, the blocks of gelatin that were shot and so forth, and they lacks any authority to do anything about that, but, you know, I agree with you that lead bullets are a problem in a lot of different respects. I went to the May 30th Region 2 CAC meeting, and Ron Gendro was there and kind of gave a rundown on the legislative, you know, past legislative session. It was a really good, a lot of good discussion, you know, with the members of the CAC there. Lots of interest. They also got into the fishing regs and the fact that we're just starting the scoping and it was time to get involved, get your heads on, and get to think about it. And a lot of you were here for our meeting in April, and there was a topic in there on spotted dog and some shared grazing, you know, between a WMA and a private landowner adjacent to the WMA. And there was a good discussion amongst that CAC with Randy Arnold Thompson, the wildlife program manager, asking the question, what can we do better, you know, which I thought was just an absolutely great response, you know, to the situation. I think part of that, you know, is leading into a situation where we need to get better information and more information out early and get more engagement of the public on some things. And doubt, you know, that typically the scoping for our 2020 and 2021 hunting seasons, the season setting thing would start in August, which is a tough time to get people together. And decided they were going to start sooner than that. So they're going to start assembling the CAC and want to participate in getting a little bit more information early on and also gathering some information with those people. February. So anyway, that's all, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Commissioner Aldridge. Commissioner Stuker.
Thank you, Chairman Colton, and I would like to reiterate congratulations for your appointment as chair. I think you are the best choice. So we'll move forward then. I was going to report that we were in a bad drought up in Chinook, but last night we got 1 to 2 inches of rain, depending upon the area you're in. So I'll take that off the top.
Congratulations.
it was sorely needed because we'd had 1 inch of precipitation since the 1st of April total. And so things were burning up. Since our last meeting, I did attend a MOGA meeting for Region 4 and 5 over in Harlowtown. Supervisor Barb Beck from 5 and Supervisor Gary Bertolotti from 4 were also there and gave updates and reports on the elk situations. They talked about legislation, talked about trying to have some more input on season setting and policies as we move forward. I thought it was a good meeting. I hadn't been to one of those since I was commissioned, but I was asked to attend. Then sometime in April, don't remember the exact date, I attended the Region 6 Elk Study Working Group's annual meeting in Malta. That was interesting. They basically did an update on the numbers, and some of the elk numbers are dropping in the districts. But the one thing that they did spend a lot of time on was they were looking at a proposal to cut the hunting districts basically in half. I don't remember the total number they had, but it was like 13, 14, and they wanted to go to 5 or 6, I believe. I already receive complaints from hunters and landowners that our districts are too big up there, because if you manage for antelope, for example, on the west end, then the east end is usually different, or vice versa, and some of the other populations. So I'm thinking they need to proceed with caution as we're looking at those hunting districts. Some of the elk hunters that were there, the archery hunters, had some concerns over, can't remember the number, and it was about in the south central part, on how big and how many districts would be combined and how that might or might not work. Also, I attended 2 of the 3 working group meetings on the Upper Missouri River Reservoir System. I missed the first one, and I've made this statement before. The department does not always do a great job of getting notice out of when the meetings are, or it's real quick before, and I think I heard about this one 3 days or 4 days before it was going to happen, and I already had commitments that I could not get out of. And we reported yesterday, and the final meetings were very positive. They did an excellent job, the staff and the committee members. Even though they were very diverse, they came together, and we got a consensus out of there. And we'll see what happens as we move forward with the meetings we're going to have now. And I hesitate to bring this one up, but I think I need to. John Vorey sent me some elk numbers here about a week ago dealing with the 43 districts that we had shoulder seasons in. When I looked at those numbers, and remember that we had a discussion back in probably December or February to continue the shoulder seasons for another year because we did not think we would have the information available to make an informed decision. And I'm not sure we have the total information we need yet, but about 8 of those districts now are at or below objectives, and 2 others are within, one's within a couple of points, and the other one is in less than 10%. Of the objective levels. So I'm going to say I think we as a commission and the department need to take a serious look on whether those districts should have a shoulder season this fall, even though we had approved it because we did not think we had had the information before. But that is something that we told the public when we put the shoulder seasons in 4 years ago, that if they got to objective, we would eliminate the shoulder season. So, as I say, I think we need to take a serious look at that. And I did visit with Chairman Colton yesterday because we are going to be getting in a time crunch here fairly soon on whether we change that or not. I received a number of calls and letters from people who applied for elk tags and permits. It seems like our computer system had some glitches. A couple of the letters were people called in, and they were told if they waited to the second draw, they would have a better chance of getting what they wanted, and so they decided to wait to that second draw. Well, when they tried to get on to apply, there was nothing online for that. And when they called in and asked, they were told that our computers had a glitch and issued too many tags at the draw before, and therefore they had none left for this draw. And, of course, they were rather upset, and so were some of the landowners over there that had longtime customers coming in, and the economic impact that they think it will have in those areas. So, and I know that's out of our realm, but I'm going to report on it. And then I've got a lot of calls from people that have not drawn tags that have in the past. And I think that's probably because of the success of our programs. For a number of years, I believe it was after 161 went in, the number of applicants was way down. So if you put in, you basically got your tag and permit. Now those numbers have escalated so far that a lot of those individuals are not getting the tags, which is a good way to be, I guess, for the department and whatnot, but they're a little upset over that, and some of the out-of-state landowners are also. And then, of course, as the other commissioners have stated, I've received several calls on items that are going to be on our agenda later on today, so we'll talk about those at that time. That's all, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Commissioner Stuker. Thank you, everyone, for the kind words of congratulations, and congratulations to those that did get confirmed, in particular Logan and Pat and the struggles they went through. You won't be interrupted or distracted in this meeting with the Senate being in session. I'm privileged to be the chairman. Any of you gentlemen would be equally qualified and do equally as well, if not better. You know, I've now been appointed chairman by two governors, which sounds impressive until you qualify it with the fact that neither one of them appointed me for a full four-year term, showing that those two men, in fact, are men of wisdom. But I did get to thinking about it when I first got on the commission. I was 35 years old, and Steve Dougherty was the chairman, and he, in many ways, set the standard for how this job should be done. You know, his Irish eyes a-twinkling as people yelled at him. The next chairman after that was Shane Colton, and a 40-year-old Shane Colton, hopefully the 50-year-old Shane Colton's improved version of that chairman. Bob Rehm, of course, and his gentle patience with people and the knowledge base that he brought. Another amazing example of how this job should be done. And then finally, of course, you know, probably the fellow that did it the best is Chairman Vermilion. He's greatly missed. I know that he's already somewhat nostalgic, even though he's enjoying the free time. So I've had some great examples to look to, and I'll try not to let anybody down here. Since April, I was not able to attend the meeting over in Harlowtown, and I regret that. My other life has required some extensive work travel. I want to start by thanking the department for the efficiency and the information that was presented in yesterday's work session, specifically Don Scar and Eileen and that group on the Madison. Of course, I've been getting phone calls from folks regarding the items that are on our agenda today, and the trappers have been calling. Some good conversations with them. I continue to struggle with the Bighorn River in my Region 5. And because this is one of the few opportunities I have to talk about it in a large forum, I hope you'll indulge me again. You know, some of the fish counts are in the upper section are below 1,000 fish per mile, and this is a river that's had 8,000 or 9,000 fish per mile. It's June 19th, and that thing's running at 13,400. With the Yellowstone at flood stage, and they just won't do their job. They simply will not do their job, the Department of the Bureau of Reclamation. And so I don't know where that leaves us. It's just if you boat four fish in a day there, it's a good day on the Bighorn. And the lodges and the folks in that area that depend on that resource are in big trouble. The landowners down there are losing equipment. They're losing river frontage and agricultural producing land. And we're doing everything we can, and the Alliance is a great organization in fighting for this resource. And so hopefully, you know, we can apply some pressure at some point. I want to also thank Mike Backus for his effective work in the paddlefish season. That's a tricky thing to do. Water levels kind of direct harvest, and he kept us all updated. He called me on the phone, you know, and we made the decision to close it on that Saturday, and we were under the quota, but I think that was certainly much better than going over the quota. I hope we can get an ALS system for the beer jug, because theirs burned down some years ago, and that is, it's a self-proclaimed, they reopened right about that time. You know, they claim to be the paddlefish bar of the world, think they might be. I'm obviously fond of the beer jug. Calls on CWD and discussion on CWD, and there's some national press that was recently in the Washington Post and some discussions of the possibility of and discussion of transfer to humans. Where is that something that's out there on the horizon? I'll forward that to the other commissioners. I forwarded it to Tim, but it's an outstanding article. Also, discussions randomly when I go out and talk to people, they want to talk about grizzly bears. Of course, they're in that no man's land, as Quentin points out all the time. You know, they're delisted, but they're still not in anybody's control, really. And I share with Tim this idea that, you know, sometimes these bears get vilified for human behaviors that are, you know, bears are just being bears. And if we ever want to hunt bears, if we want to put sportsmen in the equation, these unneeded losses need to be curbed. I think, as with the wolves, let Montana lead. Let us do something with these grizzly bears. We're not gonna take steps that are gonna compromise the populations. We're not gonna follow the approach that Wyoming insists upon when an animal's delisted. Again, there's been some discussions about shoulder seasons, and I do appreciate what Commissioner Stuker brought up. We've moved to objective in some areas. These new numbers show us that some of our more problem areas that we're not getting where we need. And so that discussion needs to move forward. And I'm also hopeful that we can make sure that the situation with the licensing system and those recent draws and that mess doesn't occur again. And I know that Neil and you and your crew do an amazing job, and it's sometimes we need our new system in place. And anything that the commission can do to help facilitate that and move that along, I know we're all committed to. So with that, I'll pass it on to Director Williams.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Commissioners. I